You are listening to the first episode of the 824 Purple and Gold podcast. Please keep in mind that the time of recording this episode is actually unscripted and my first episode. So please bear with me. It is going to be the first episode after an emotional week after the tragic death of Kobe Bryant, one of the Laker greats. I hope you enjoy this first episode, the pilot episode of the 824 Purple and Gold podcast. Thank you very much. Hello, good evening, Laker fans all around the globe. It's actually been a long time in coming to do this podcast, to actually start this podcast. It's actually been a motivating factor this week, the tragic death of Kobe Bryant and the 9 other lives that were lost, including his daughter, Gianna Bryant. I just decided to really start this podcast after putting it off for a few months now, just making silly excuses, of course, to why, or I don't know, I can't really put in words. You know, it's been a really emotional time for all of us, you know, really for the world, you know. But yeah, this is my Lakers Talk podcast. It is the first episode, and I just kind of want to talk about how this Lakers season is going. The game against Portland tonight just ended. The first game the Lakers have played right after the tragic death of Kobe Bryant and 8 others who lost their lives on that helicopter on that fate day. Well, again, very, very emotional time, very emotional. But again, it's been actually motivating me to start this podcast because, you know, just looking into having that Mamba mentality, no excuses, just do it, you know? I just wanted to go ahead and get this started. It's not going to be a long one tonight. It's going to be short and sweet, as it is my pilot episode on Talking Lakers. First of all, I want to introduce myself again. My name is Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at @young_JD. JD spelled out JAYDEE. Again, at Young JD. Go ahead and find me on Twitter. Follow me. I'll go ahead and give you a follow back. Pretty big on the NBA Twitter community. Again, it's been a beautiful thing this past week, seeing all of us come together, not just Laker fans all across the country, but basketball fans all over the globe again. This one man, Kobe Bryant, has meant a lot to us. Meant a lot to us in our lives, whether, you know, some of us aren't even huge basketball fans. You felt this one. You really felt this one. You know, you didn't expect a man of his caliber to go away so soon. And I just want to dedicate my first episode of Talking Lakers Basketball to Mr. Laker himself. Again, that's Kobe Bryant. Well, first I want to start off by talking about this season so far. As of now, I believe the Lakers are 36-11. They are actually 12-8 in their last 20 games after starting out with the hot start, 24-3. It seems like the defense has been slipping lately. I don't know what it is, but I do see a lot of Laker fans out there talking about Rondo's inability on, you know, the liability on the defensive end, you know, small things like that as to why the Lakers defense, which was so prominent in the beginning of the season, and it's actually fallen off a little bit. Lakers defense still tremendously good, but especially with tonight's game, I'm not going to really harp on tonight's game so much just because of the emotional gravity that was present tonight with the whole tribute to Kobe Bryant, to the 8 other lives that were lost on this past Sunday. It's more like what I really want to get into right now is just reviewing the season. It's almost All-Star break. Just want to chat. Just that's what this podcast is going to be about. Of course, I'm going to be biased because I'm a Lakers fan, but I will do my best to bring a non-biased factor. You know, of course, presenting facts, statistics, you know, things like that. In order for this to be, you know, I don't want to be like so too similar with other Laker podcasts out there that are already out there right now. I kind of want to bring my own flavor to it. I want to bring my own flow into it, you know. Again, I kind of just went on the transition introducing myself, but again, yeah, my name is Jordan. Again, follow me on Twitter if you can. I tweet a lot of Lakers stuff on there, a lot of basketball stuff, period. But I grew up in LA pretty much all my life. For the early part of my life, I actually lived in Inglewood. Actually, I went to elementary school right across from the Great Western Forum, the old playing grounds of the Los Angeles Lakers. And yeah, knowing that I have actually history of, you know, my family going to Laker games, being Laker fans, from family being fans in the 80s, you know, just me being born in the 90s, but knowing that I have family, you know, that were huge Laker fans, you know, going to Laker games, seeing the era of, you know, Showtime. And now with me growing up, getting to see Kobe and Shaq with that three-peat run, and then the second championship run with Kobe and Powell throughout my middle school and high school days. So I can really say that I truly bleed purple and gold. You know, going, already been to a few Laker games, seeing the great Kobe Bryant play, and now getting to see, you know, the great LeBron James playing. You know, we Laker fans are very, very spoiled, having superstars in nearly every single era of basketball ever since the NBA has ever been in existence, you know? So, really, Laker fans, you just got to realize we are spoiled. We are really spoiled when it comes to, you know, having these greats being cemented wearing a purple and gold jersey. You know, so I always want to encourage Laker fans. Yeah, sometimes we have those down years. We have those years, like the past, 6 years, not making the playoffs. But, you know, of course, this great organization always knows how to turn around. We are the city of champions, you know. Lakers and Laker fans like me, we are not used to losing at all. In the past 6 years have been very tough with players such as, you know, I can name off a few players, like Kendall Marshall, Wesley Johnson, Tariq Black, you know, that era with, and then D'Angelo Russell coming in with Byron Scott as head coach, and then Luke Walton coming in as head coach. You know, we draft Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and then of course Laker fans not being so patient, you know, with those young players. Thankfully, in the middle of their development, a mega superstar by the name of LeBron James decides to come play for this great franchise. And wow, I mean, what a time to be alive as a Laker fan. You know, I just, throughout my fandom history of being a basketball fan, never did I think that LeBron James would actually put on the purple and gold jersey. Of course, you know, there's the fans out there, the Kobe enthusiasts. I kind of don't even want to say that right now, considering the circumstances. But of course, you know, we were so used to, you know, Mr. Kobe Bryant putting his sweat, blood, tears, he left it all on the court. And so we expect, you know, future superstars, if they want to put on that purple and gold jersey, to uphold that standard. We expect LeBron James to uphold that standard. And to be honest, of course, last year he got hurt. Of course, it derailed the whole season. I just want to let you Laker fans know that that was actually a blessing in disguise, because LeBron actually got to have a lot of rest that he hasn't had previously after making 8 straight finals in a row. All those miles on his body, all those minutes he's played. Now look at this season, he's playing like a true MVP, and what do you know, we get another superstar by the name of Anthony Davis. Actually, they had great games today, great games today. Anthony Davis, 35 plus points, 13 rebounds, 5 blocks, 6 assists. LeBron James, about 24 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. So they really put on a show today. But of course, today being such an emotional game after the passing of Kobe Bryant, I don't think, kind of don't want to make excuses for a loss, but I think tonight's okay to make that excuse that a lot of the players on the Lakers roster were just too emotional. Just being in the moment. I don't know if any of you guys were watching the tribute before the game. Literally had me, and along with many millions of Laker fans all around the world, in tears, you know, watching that tribute. So this is the only time you'll hear me ever give an excuse for a Lakers loss. But hopefully, as LeBron said, he's going to put the season on his shoulders. He's going to do it for Kobe Bryant. So we're going to hold you to your words, LeBron. Carry us, deliver that championship, do it for Kobe. With that, you know, again, I look forward to producing more episodes for this podcast, you know, talking about the Lakers, talking about something that I love dearly, something that is very close to my heart. You know, if you are still listening to this podcast, I really appreciate it. I know that you love Lakers basketball as much as I do. Yeah, I hope you continue with me on this journey. Again, with this being my first episode and almost my second, third take, trying to record this episode. I really hope you stick it out with me. Stay on this journey with me, and it'll get better from here on out. Again, with the tragic death of Kobe Bryant, that mama mentality has really been resonating with me, almost just, again, motivating me to get this thing started, you know, to talk Lakers basketball, again, something that we all love. And ultimately, I want to dedicate this podcast to Kobe Bryant. Trying to put that mama mentality to use, man. Trying to get this thing started. This first one is going to be a pretty unconventional podcast. I'm not really going off any notes. I'm not going off any script or anything. Just going off the top of my head. Just immediate thoughts after the game. This is the first episode of your Lakers Talk podcast by Jordan Young. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you guys. Have a good night.